Although the priests identified in the newly released report are already known for accusations against them, attorney Michael Reck of Jeff Fanderson and Associates says the Diocese of Buffalo has acknowledged as many as 53 more priests face similar accusations. Bishop Richard Malone, during his recent announcement of a victim's compensation fund, stated he is thinking seriously about ending the policy of withholding those names. Reck says the time to think has passed. It is now time to act.
There are many, many individuals whose childhoods were affected by this trauma, who to this day still think they are the only one. They've never seen their abuser's name in public. They've never seen the accountability, the acknowledgement that this happened, it was wrong, and it was not their fault. That acknowledgement is the first step toward their healing.
The Anderson Report also offers criticism of the diocesan compensation program, pointing out it's available only for survivors who have already come forward, and they have a deadline to act. Patrick Wall, a former priest and now a victim's advocate, says many survivors need years to cope with the trauma before they reveal it publicly, if they ever do at all.
The timeline, I can't emphasize enough on how hard that is on survivors. It's really a torturous type of thing. And some family members may have to go to their brothers, go to their sisters, and say, you know, we've kind of thought this was going on. We always thought this was one of those lingering things they had, and they have to come forward.
The diocese, in a written statement, says they've received numerous claims since the introduction of their reconciliation and compensation program. New complainants are urged to call 895-3010. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.